Yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, I think it's hard to put yourself back into that sort of context. I'd imagine that the city's quite a lively place. There's a lot of people living here, a lot of people living very closely together, so there's going to be a lot of the sounds of people's voices. There's not a lot of animals within the within the city area, I don't think. I mean, most of the caravanserais are located at the periphery of the city, so you're going to have, you know, as you still do in places like Aleppo today, you're going to have things like donkeys and things running in the middle of the city, helping to move material about. But mainly it's going to be people talking, people working, those sorts of sounds. We know that, you know, down by the the western area, there's a blacksmith's homemaker's bazaar, so you can imagine there, you know, the clank of people working metal, making things, selling things, talking. On the smell sort of side, you know, I think, you know, this is a pretty sanitary city.
Yeah.
It's well organized, there's good water supplies, there's good drainage systems and things like that. I mean, I think it's going to be a relatively clean city. It's going to be full of the smells of fruit, of cooking, of wood smoke, and nearly everybody's going to be cooking, obviously, on open fires in tandoor-type ovens and things. So, you know, there's going to be wood smoke in the air. They're going to use a lot of dung for fuel, which doesn't smell. It has a sort of, well, it does smell, but it doesn't smell bad, but it has a distinctive aroma when it's burned. So you're going to have that sort of mixture of things. And then laden into the background, of course, there's the sort of more exotic elements, the spices and the other things that are coming through Merv. So, I think it's going to be rich. I would imagine it might be a little bit like, you know, some of the bizarre areas of Damascus or Aleppo or Istanbul, I suppose, in my mind is how it feels. But, you know, again, if you weren't near the Spice Bazaar or something like that, it's not going to be that, you know, unusual or different. I think it's just going to be a good urban smell.